This is the Bod Pod, the podcast where we welcome friends and experts to talk all things body image, self-love, and confidence. This is the Bod Pod.
We talk about confidence all the time, but what does it mean to be body confident? Hey, Bod Pod Squad, I'm Rachel K. Grimm, your resident hype girl, confidence coach, and host of the Bod Pod. I'm coming at you live from Ditch the Click Studios to chat all things confidence, how we find it, keep it, and grow it. I have the most empowering conversations with some of the most inspiring people I've ever met and feel so lucky to share those conversations and chats with you here on the podcast. But today, I am solo. As we enter season 3 of the Bod Pod, I've been doing a lot of thinking about confidence, specifically body confidence. And today, I'm coming at you with 4 actionable tips to being your most confident you right now. Body confidence is such a huge part of my life. Whether I am here in the studio creating, I'm modeling lingerie, I'm coaching women on body confidence, or hello, I'm podcasting. It is such a huge part of my life that I sometimes forget that's not the case for other people. In fact, when I see other people acting or speaking in a not so body confident way, I'm actually shook. And I've realized in reflecting on body confidence, that's not a them problem, that's a me problem. It's me assuming that because I'm on this journey and because I've challenged myself to be at this place and in this relationship with my body, that everyone else around me is too. And yeah, I've really aligned myself and created a community and a circle of accountability around me that reminds me that that can be the case. But in thinking about body confidence, I'm reminded that's not the case for everyone. That is simply not true. We're all on a body confidence journey, and I happen to be at one place and you're at another, and that's absolutely okay. I think what is most important is taking the first step to get in the race and get going. So, in thinking about body confidence and my relationship with body confidence, I decided to remove myself and do a little millennial research. And I did what any millennial would do. And I went to Instagram to the search bar and I simply typed in body confidence. I was absolutely shook, truly shook. Everything in front of me were before and afters. There were a few body confident, body neutral posts from some of my favorite creators sprinkled within there, but primarily it was before and afters. And I think the reason it shook me so hard was I was reminded that we're not seeing body confidence as a journey. We're seeing it as a destination. We're seeing it as a destination that when I arrive there, then I will be happy. And we don't just do this with our bodies. We do this with so many avenues of our life. When I am skinny, I will then be happy. When I make a certain amount of money, then I will be successful. When I have this certain career title, then I will be happy. When I have this relationship, this home, whatever it is, we create things as a destination as opposed to the journey. But my problem with this, and the reason I want to talk about this and talk about these 4 actionable steps, is we don't have to wait until we get to the destination to be satisfied with ourselves, to feel confident in our bodies. We can be confident right now. Our time is now. 2024 is our moment. Season 3 of the Bod Pod is our moment. This is the year that we stop waiting for the destination and we enjoy the journey. Because what is a road trip without taking stops along the way? Speaking of road trips, I recently went to visit a good friend of mine in Georgia. And on this road trip, he said to me, "We have to go to Buc-ee's." And I was like, I have no idea what Buc-ee's is. But he explained to me that the East Coast equivalent is Wawa. I lived in Philadelphia for a period of time before moving to New York, and Wawa is such a big deal. People are just obsessed with treats from Wawa. It's a glorified gas station. So I was expecting something similar from Buc-ee's, but he explained to me that Buc-ee's is a bigger deal. We roll up and there's 200 gas pumps. It's this huge place and you go inside, there's tons of food and snacks and a literal restaurant. There is like a gift shop inside and they even have the mascot there taking pictures with kids. And I was like, oh my God, this is so unexpected. This is so much more than Wawa. Buc-ee's is on its own level.
And I realized when we went to the parking lot, we saw these like 200 plus gas pumps and all these cars. These cars were from all over. They weren't just from Georgia. And I got to thinking about how many of those people were on literal road trips. They were all going different places, but we all were having this meeting point at Buc-ee's. So I think about body confidence in that way. We have stops along the way that can be really fun, can be really powerful, and we deserve to enjoy those stops along the way. So let's officially kick this episode off and dive into 4 actionable tips to being confident and liking yourself right now, liking yourself on this journey and enjoying the road trip. Tip number 1, start with gratitude. It is so much easier to feel good when you're focused on the good. We inherently focus on the negative. We are problem solvers at our core. So I know it's really easy to not be focused on the good, but that is what we're going to do. We are going to start with gratitude when it comes to finding ways to be confident right now. And when we're talking about starting with the good and the gratitude, I don't even want you to think about your body, okay? I want you to start really small. I want you to start with the littlest things that you're grateful for. For me, this looks like feeling grateful for waking up today. I feel grateful that I could wake up and I could walk to my bathroom where I have running water. I have hot water to take a shower with. I also have cold water to have a nice, refreshing glass of water. And then I take my little feet and get ready around my house. And then that leads me to this space that I am so grateful for. So starting with those little things, those little bits of gratitude, you already are in a mindset to feel more confident and like where you are right now. When you're thinking of these pieces of gratitude, you can also choose to write these down. I know for me, I love to write them down so that I can look back at it when I'm not feeling so great about my life. Tip number 2, you could look in the mirror and you're already in a good mental place because you were thinking about what makes you feel good, right? And I want to get more physical. I want to talk about our bodies in tip number 2. I want to challenge you to really take that gratitude practice of the small things that you find yourself grateful for and implement that to your body. Find exactly what you like and name it. So it could be really big or really small. I find the smaller you go, the better. For instance, for me, I would say I like this little freckle here on the side. This freckle, it's just a little beauty mark. It makes me feel really pretty when I'm doing my makeup in the morning. I really like my green eyes. I think they're really unique. My friends say they look like a little sun on the inside. The only other person I've ever met in life that has eyes that look like mine is my brother. I think it's really cool that I had these eyes that are really unique. I really like the silver strands in my hair. This morning I was going live on TikTok and someone said to me, "Oh, I love the silver in your hair, those highlights." I said, "No, those are mine." And I really like those. I love to look in the mirror and just pick out those little things. And what's funny is just like with your gratitude list about what you're thankful for in your life, when you start naming things about yourself that you like, you will find that it's so much easier to add on another and add on another. And that is a really good feeling. It's proving to yourself that there are things that you can like right now. When you're finding what you like and you're naming it, you're recognizing it as yours, something that is exclusive to you. Just like I like to write down what I feel grateful for, I also find that writing down what I like about myself is really powerful to recognize it as real, and is also powerful for future me on those not so body confident days. Soon enough, you will find that you are really bold in what you like about yourself. Now I look in the mirror and I love my big hips. I love my big booty. I love my soft belly. I love my curves. And those are things that years ago me would not say. But taking the time to build up what I like about myself and finding it and naming it has been one of the most powerful things on my journey to body confidence. Tip number 3, find someone to hold you accountable. I know that it's really hard to tell yourself what you like about your body. Tell other people, that can be extremely uncomfortable. But I'm not even asking you to tell people what you like about yourself. I'm asking you to find someone who can hold you accountable, knowing that you're on a journey to body confidence, knowing that you're trying to enjoy the journey more and not be so focused on the destination. Someone who you trust, who you rely on, who can say,
hey, I noticed you're talking about your body in this way that is definitely not the most confident or isn't the way that someone who really loves themselves deserves to be talking about their body. This could be a best friend, your mom, a coworker, someone who you really trust. What's really cool about this too is in you giving them permission to hold you accountable, they might even give you permission to hold them accountable too, and this can be a journey that you're on together. Now, I know that accountability like that is not for everyone, and that's absolutely okay. It's totally all right if you do not want to share this with anyone. You can look at different ways of accountability. For instance, take it virtual. Go online. Curate yourself a feed of people who are body confident, who are talking about their bodies the way that you want to talk about your body. What you're consuming, you will also project. Everyone says that if you show me the five people you surround yourself with, I'll know who you are. I think our content is really telling of who we are too. What we consume speaks a lot to who we are and how we act in our everyday lives. And so if we're consuming content that is more confident, that is more positive, it's boosting our confidence, it's empowering and inspiring, we are going to then project that out. Especially because we consume a lot of content. We learn by example. So let's consume what we want to project. Tip number four, treat your body the way that you want to be treated. I want to be clear that I do not mean a specific diet or a specific workout. I mean, treat your body the way you want to be treated. Think about it. The way that you treat your best friend in her body is probably a bit different than how you treat you and your body. Some of the things that you say to your body, you would never say to your best friend. And if someone was saying that to her in her body, you would say, no, get out of here. You would protect her at all costs, right? Think about your body in that way. Your body doesn't deserve to have all this negative speak to it, all these negative actions happening to it. Treat your body the way that you want to be treated. Say nice things to your body. Nourish your body, move your body, hold your body, stretch your body. Do things with your body that really treat it well. Just like any relationship that we have in life, when you put good into it, you will also get that in return. Okay, I know I said it was four actionable tips to being confident now and liking yourself now, but I'm gonna give you a bonus tip. I'm gonna give you number five. So before we go, bonus tip number five, be okay with change along the way. I talked about this being like a road trip, right? With journeys and pit stops and experiences along the way that are really quite beautiful and they really make the whole journey. Be okay with change and things going differently and having winding roads. Accept your body and all of its changes on this journey to body confidence. You will never be the same as you are today. So enjoy this version of you. And I know that can be really scary, but it's also really exciting. Be okay with change. That's our list. Four actionable tips to liking yourself now and being more confident right now. Number one, start with gratitude. Two, find what you love and name it. Three, accountability. Four, treat your body well. And bonus tip, be okay with change along the way. Listen, I know that this episode looks and sounds a lot different than the BodPod episodes that you might be used to. But like we said, we're okay with change on this journey to being our most confident selves. So I hope that you can join me in embracing this change. We have some great pit stops along the way. If you like these tips and these resources to being your most confident self, there is so much more where this came from. If you're listening, please be sure to give us a little rate and review and follow this podcast. You can also find this podcast on YouTube. All of the visuals are there. So if you want to see me in this cute space, if you want to see our upcoming guests, that is definitely the place to check us out. We are at The BodCon on YouTube. You can also find us at The BodCon on Instagram and TikTok. And definitely subscribe to our app where we are having real-time conversations about all things confidence. In The BodCon app, you can find things about our confidence course where there are licensed professionals talking about their journey to confidence that I know will empower you on yours too. That's all I have for you now. I'll see you next time. Bye.